Food shortages, run on the grocery store, high fuel prices, inflation. These are all terms that we're hearing a lot lately, especially since COVID started a couple years ago. I don't know about y'all, but I know I am absolutely tired of these words. They've kind of lost their luster and they keep coming. So what are you doing to keep your family fed and maintain, you know, your budgets?
Hi, and welcome to the Urban Homesteader Podcast, where I'm your host, Samantha McClure. On this podcast, I will share my family's adventures on our one-acre homestead in the middle of small-town USA, from homeschooling and cooking to animals and everything in between.
So, if you've been watching the news, or just going about your daily life, you've probably noticed that grocery prices have gotten ridiculous. The last time I went grocery shopping was over a month ago. I've been trying to avoid the store. We've been living out of our pantry and freezer because I can't right now. Anyway, grocery prices are stupid. They're insanely high, and everything, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but the products that you're buying in the store seem to be getting smaller and smaller for the amount of money that you're paying, and then the prices seem to be getting higher and higher, and it is doing major damage to our budgets. I read an article the other day saying that grocery prices, or just prices, budgets need to accommodate about $5,200 more this coming year to make up for inflation and all the things than they did previous years. That's $5,200. Y'all, we don't have $5,200 to spare to cover the rising cost of everything. If you hear me scream, it's because my cat just got me. She is being very frisky, and she's about to drive me up the wall. $5,200. How many people have an additional $5,200 in their budget to cover costs? A lot of America is living paycheck to paycheck, and that's really tough, especially with the rising costs, because I know my family, for instance, is living paycheck to paycheck. We're trying very hard to get out of that rut. It's so hard, y'all. Our grocery budget itself is very small. I think I averaged what was my budget last year? $300 a month. That's my grocery budget. $300 a month. Last time I went grocery shopping, my $350 only covered about, I don't know, 60% of my list, if that much. And it was very disheartening when I wasn't able to get everything that I needed or wanted to get because I ran out of money. And I wasn't purchasing a lot of excess. It was staples like flour and vegetables and, you know, meats and stuff. Yes, I know we can go meat free, but I have a husband who would probably revolt if I did. So meat and just basic things. I don't know how many of you have chickens, but chicken feed alone has gone exceptionally high. And they're talking about it going higher, so I have to figure out other ways to keep my birds fed that's not gonna, you know, break the bank. Lately, we've been letting them run free, but that's off topic. Excuse me. Grocery prices are high, and they're projecting them to get even higher. I mean, there's even talk that the American dollar is going to be worthless as they switch over to a new world currency because, well, the dollar has become, or is becoming, useless. And I don't know how y'all feel about that, but I'm a little bit worried about where prices are going. And I'm trying to figure out ways to combat that for my family to make sure that we stay fed, my kids stay fed, without going broke. I already have a garden. I don't know if you guys garden or if you're considering it, but now is a great time to get back into that or start that. During the Great Depression and the World Wars, when rationing was a big deal, it was put out that you should have a victory garden to help feed yourself, because a lot of the nation's crops were going overseas to feed our soldiers and other countries. So having something to feed yourself would be a great idea. I'm a little shell-shocked at the price of veggie plants right now at all of our little plant nurseries. Y'all, Lowe's has a single tomato plant for $4.78. That's $4.78 per plant. All of their little pots are that way. Gardening is expensive. If you're really good, I would just start it with from seeds and go from there. That's, even plants are getting expensive, and it really hurts my feelings. But having that small investment, buy a couple of tomato plants, buy a couple of pepper plants, you know, a small investment to reap later. For instance, that single tomato plant can give you about, I don't know, depending on how well you do and maintaining and taking care of and your weather and all the things, can provide a couple pounds of tomatoes. And that's tomatoes you didn't have to buy at the store, but it did take you extra time, extra water, and care. So you have to look at your trade-off there. But putting in a garden would be a great idea if you haven't got one already or weren't already intending to help keep your family fed. My family has a garden. We've had it about 4 years now. My biggest issue is remembering to water. I'm actually setting an alarm so that every day I remember to go out and water. That's always been my issue, watering. If I can remember to water, everything will do really well. Last year was actually the best garden I ever had. I had tons of tomatoes, tons of peppers, had squash and cucumbers coming out of my ears. I don't think I grew okra last year, but I did grow popcorn. That was fun. Popcorn, by the way, is really good. And herbs. I grew herbs like nobody's business. I actually planted two different herb gardens this year. I'm doing a medicinal herb and I'm doing a culinary herb because I seem to be able to grow those things and might as well grow what I can, because then I can sell them and that'll help my grocery budget, or at least offset the cost of what I've spent on my garden. This year, we've also increased the size of our garden. My friend moved across the country, and when she did, she told me I could have her garden beds. Well, with my husband's ingenuity, he managed to take her one big garden bed and turn it into almost double, if not triple, the amount of growing room that she had. So I've almost doubled my garden space this year, and hopefully in the next 2 weeks, fingers crossed, we're hoping for some good news on Monday. Hopefully in the next 2 weeks, I will be able to double, even triple it again. And I'm really excited about that because I have to fight the shade where I'm at. And if we get what we're hoping to get, I will have plenty of sunshine and my garden will be huge. And I will definitely be able to provide for my family and also have plenty to share with my neighbors and my community. And I'm really excited about this. So fingers crossed it happens. I'm really excited. We're not getting too excited yet, but fingers crossed, we're hoping this goes through and I'll be able to do that. My goal this year is to grow and produce and put away as much produce for my family as I possibly can. We are eating a lot cleaner, more whole vegetables, whole grains, less processed, as much as possible. I'm also looking to add some new animals to my property. I'm looking at getting rabbits and quail again, because those are quick growing, quick to reproduce, inexpensive to feed, and they're a great protein source. especially since I have to work around some food allergies. I was hoping to be able to do chicken this year, but my 7-year-old was recently diagnosed with allergies to chicken and pork and soy, and those kind of have been taken off the menu, which I'm not complaining because apparently I have issues with some of those items that he's allergic to, because once we took those things off the menu, I lost almost 30 pounds, and I've been trying to do that for years. I'm just saying, it's been good for me. I miss my bacon. I do occasionally sneak some into the house, and I eat it while he's at school. I miss my bacon, but I think I could live without it if I had to. But we are also raising ducks. So he's not allergic to duck. He's not allergic to turkey. So my chickens are strictly for eggs. He can eat eggs for whatever reason. They don't bother him. And I'm really grateful for that. So we've got plenty of chickens for eggs. I sell the eggs, help offset the cost of the feed. It's been pretty good. We've been eating a lot of eggs. So that's good. We've been raising ducks. I'm waiting on one or two more duck eggs so I can set the incubator again. We've got 4 that are ready for butcher. We grow giant Pekings, and they taste really good. They've got a high fat layer. They free range around the yard. Same with the chickens. So we've got healthy birds, happy birds. If I can convince my husband to let me do it, I might invest in a couple of turkeys as well. I want some of those small ones. Have you ever seen the little white ones? My grandpa told me about them. He said he was looking at them, or having grandma look at it and read to him because my grandpa's blind. But he's looking at some little white miniature turkeys that get about the size of a large chicken. I live in town. I have a little bitty 1-acre homestead in town. So miniature is a good thing. If I can convince Randy to let me do it, I'll add some miniature white turkeys. I may cut my chicken population in half, because if we can't eat chicken, there's no reason to have almost 30 birds. And I got a chicken sitting on a couple more eggs now because she's like desperate to be a mommy. So I'm just going to let her do it. And then if I have to, I'll rehome the chicks later. But I need to make my family's farm self-sufficient, or as self-sufficient and sustainable as possible. And I don't see the point in raising something that we can't eat. So I thought about cutting our chicken crop, our chicken herd or flock. The word's flock, it's birds. Our chicken flock in half to almost a third, and raising more ducks and more turkeys, things that my family can actually eat, and harvesting those regularly to put in the freezer instead of having to purchase it. I am looking at getting some milk goats here soon. I've been pricing them. Y'all, goats have gone up. They have become quite a thing lately. My mother-in-law was at the sale barn recently. Where did she go? Anyway, she went to the sale barn recently to sell a goat or look at a goat, something. Did you know they're going for like $1,200? A couple years ago, you could get a nice female goat for like $250, $300. Now you're looking at $1,200 and up. That's a lot of money for a goat. So, cat, if you claw me... Ow! Stop! We got a new cat. She's finally coming into her own. And she's decided my kneecaps are fun to play with right now. Little boogerhead. Quit! Quit clawing me. I will lock you in my bedroom. Sorry, y'all. Her name's Petunia. She's a long hair. She's about 2 years old. She's had several litters. We rescued her. And she's been with us about 2 weeks. She's an attention hog. She thinks if you are anywhere in the house, she has to be right on top of you, under your feet, and getting head scratches. Last night, she wanted to crawl under the blankets and sleep on my toes. She's a mess. She's definitely more comfortable in the house now that she's here. She's starting to warm up. She's playing. She's happy. She's growing a healthy coat of fur. and she's spoiled rotten. She's adopted my husband. She has decided that he is her person, but she follows me around too, so that's okay. Again, her name is Petunia, and if you hear me holler, it's because she attacked me, because she's very playful right now. I'll have to share a picture on my Instagram page so that you guys can see the little monster. Sitta, my other cat, and Petunia do not get along yet. Again, it's only been 2 weeks, so I have high hopes that one of these days they will be friends. Sitta, however, can be extremely dramatic. I don't know if you've ever had a black cat, but this is the first one I've ever had that is an absolute drama queen, and it is hysterical. I don't know what to do with her. She's so funny. But we're off topic. Let's get back on topic now that I've talked to you about my cats. Some other things that I'm doing and some things that you can consider or should consider with potential food shortages. They're talking food riots. I'm not exactly looking forward to all of that. But going ahead and purchasing some of the things your family eats in bulk. You can, you know, purchase a bookshelf and start squirreling things away. Flour would be a good one to have if you've ever baked bread or want to get into baking bread. You can purchase 25-pound bags. I've seen them at Walmart, so you don't have to have a Costco or a Sam's Club membership to get it. I've seen it at Walmart. Put away some sugar. If you're into canning, sugar's good because you need that for jam. Don't eat that! Oh, cats. Pasta, rice, which I need to put that on my grocery list because I just ran out of rice. I've never run out of rice. I don't know what to think about having run out of rice. But I ran out of rice. Beans, if you cook beans. I tell you what, I've learned how to cook beans in the Instapot. I didn't used to cook beans. I would buy canned beans. But now that I've got an Instapot, it's about the only thing I cook in my Instapot, to my husband's dismay, because he bought me that with hopes that I'd use it more. But cooking beans in the Instapot takes so much less time than cooking them on the stove, and they're almost perfect every time. So just throwing that out there. Beans are a lifesaver. I may actually cook my beans and then can them now, because heck yeah. If you're interested in learning about food preservation and setting things up to save your food, if you plan to can, please do it safely. There are Facebook groups out there that share unsafe methods, and I want you to be safe. I want to keep your family safe. So if you do it, use safe recipes. There are several books you can look at. For instance, you can get the all new Ball Book of Canning and Preserving. There's also the So Easy to Prepare or So Easy to Preserve. But you can also go on the Ball Canning site and find recipes. There's the Ball Blue Book. These are all safe recipes. These have been tested time and again. I wouldn't deviate from the recipes too much in order to protect yourself, because botulism is a thing. And botulism can and often does kill. If you are a seasoned canner and you feel like you're safe enough to do something, do it, but don't encourage new canners. New canners need to stick with safe, approved recipes to protect their families. But if you do want to can, jams, jellies, pickles, those things are easily canned in a water bath. So if you have a large stock pot, you can do that. That's easy. But if you want to can things like soup or green beans or meat, do not water bath them. Those are low acid foods, and those need to be done in a pressure canner. You can get those online. All American is a really good brand. I've got one and I love it. I've actually got two pressure canners. I can't remember the other one. It's really big. I can double stack, which is lovely because I tend to can 30 jars at a time between the two canners, but knocks out a lot of work at once. But make sure you follow approved recipes the Ball Canning Book, your extension agent, online extension generally has help. If you have questions, you can always go to your extension office. If you're in South Carolina, the Clemson Extension is who I use if I have questions. If you have a pressure canner, you should get it tested and looked over every year just to make sure that it's still in good shape, because those sealed gasket seals can go bad, or you could end up with a defect that could cause your thing to blow up. Oh, my toes! Sorry. Y'all, this cat. But put some things away. Put in your garden. Look into some cheap meat sources. I know that some people are wanting to get prepared and they live in neighborhoods like an HOA where options are very limited. Unfortunately, I am not going to suggest breaking the rules of an HOA and putting in farm animals. That is not worth the headache, not worth the time. Now, if you think you can get away with something like rabbits or quail in the backyard, they're very quiet animals. They don't take up a lot of space. You can't see them if you've got them in the right spot. So the HOA would be kind of blind to it. They wouldn't know. But things like chickens and ducks and goats, they're loud. They stink. They make a lot of noise. So be smart if you decide to, you know, bring animals into the HOA. Just be smart about it so you don't, you know, cause issues. You can easily garden in your backyard. If you don't have space to garden, you can also garden in pots. You can garden vertically. You can garden in the house with grow lights and in a sunny window. I do have a podcast on my lineup about growing things, so I suggest you look at that, as well as just in podcasts in general. A couple of my favorites are Melissa K. Norris, Pioneering Today. You've got, who are the other ones that I love? There's Miss Winger, whatever her name is. I can't remember it. But you can Google podcasts on gardening, on animal care, on bread baking, on canning, and all the things. These are all things that you can do to take care of your family. If you find a really good deal on something, go ahead and get it and then put it up. It's not a bad idea to have more than 3 days on hand. I recommend having at least a month's worth of groceries on hand, because you never know if you need it or if you'll need it. For instance, I've got a couple months of groceries in my pantry because I've always been one to have extra. I'm that annoying kid that had everything. I overpacked for everything. And that's kind of how I run my house. I try to make sure I have enough of everything. So while I haven't been grocery shopping in a month, we have what we need. It's getting a little sparse now, and I will have to go grocery shopping at some point this month. I've got a running grocery list. But start a garden. Look into some alternative protein sources. Put away some things that your family eats. Non-perishable, or fill your freezer. There's options to help combat the upcoming or potentially upcoming food shortages and stuff, to make sure that your family stays healthy, stays fed, and your budget isn't so stretched. If you have any questions, feel free to leave them in the comment section. And I'll talk to you guys later.